From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Egyptian security officials said suspected militants attacked a packed mosque Friday in the volatile northern Sinai Peninsula, killing at least 235 people. Authorities said the extremists targeted supporters of the security forces at the mosque in the town of Bir al-Abd. They said men in four off-road vehicles opened fire on worshippers during Friday prayer. Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was fired November 5th from his position as Zimbabwe's president, was sworn in today as president, ending the rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned this week. VOA's Anita Powell is in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.
It's a big day here in Zimbabwe's capital as the nation sees its first new president sworn in 37 years. But Emmerson Mnangagwa won't have a minute to rest on his laurels. He's promised to get straight to work, fixing the nation's shattered economy, struggling institutions, and slipping infrastructure. Additionally, the Constitution calls for a broad and sweeping program of reform. And as if that weren't enough of a challenge, Mnangagwa inherited the post after the stunning resignation of longtime President Robert Mugabe. Under the Constitution, the nation has to go to fresh polls next year. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
The United States has called on Pakistan to arrest and charge an Islamist cleric accused of masterminding the 2008 attacks on India's financial capital. Pakistani authorities, acting on a court order Friday, freed Hafiz Saeed from nearly 11 months of house arrest in the eastern city of Lahore. This is VOA News.